Well, good afternoon. December 18th, 2022, 1345 or 46 now, hours, 1346. Lord Green is my name. Some music in the background from the very talented Andre Gagnon, the late Andre Gagnon. I need to adjust it. There we go. I need to adjust it by more than one volume control. There we go. So that I can get it low enough without shutting it off. That's it. But the music of Andre Gagnon on this particular album, I find it to be absolutely just indescribably exquisite, because, I mean, when I'm listening to it, I can't imagine anybody who listens to it ever wanting to do anything bad at all in their life. I mean, I can't imagine anybody who listens to it not being inspired to do wonderful, extremely great things, or marvelous, beautiful, you know, compassionate, excellent things, because this music is so uplifting, inspiring, and so exquisite. So I'd like to do our study today before it gets too late. I'm expecting a delivery, so I might be interrupted here. But I'm praying, I guess, that I'll just, everything will work out, and I'll just go ahead with it, and it'll be fine. So Maskil of Asaph. Maskil of Asaph. Do give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ear to the sayings of my mouth. In a proverbial saying, I will open my mouth. I will cause riddles of long ago to bubble forth, which we have heard and know, and which our fathers have related to us, which we do not hide from their sons. Relating them even to the generation to come. The praises of Jehovah and his strength, and his wonderful things that he has done. And he proceeded to raise up a reminder in Jacob, and a law he set in Israel, things that he commanded our forefathers, to make them known to their sons, in order that the generation to come, the sons that were to be born, might know them, that they might rise up and relate them to their sons, and that they might set their confidence in God himself, and not forget the practices of God, but observe his own commandments. And they should not become like their forefathers, a generation stubborn and rebellious, a generation who had not prepared their heart, and whose spirit was not trustworthy with God. The sons of Ephraim, though armed shooters of the bow, retreated in the day of fight. They did not keep the covenant of God, and in his law they refused to walk. They also began to forget his dealings and his wonderful works that he caused them to see. In front of their forefathers, he had done marvelously in the land of Egypt, the field of Zoan. He split the sea that he might let them pass over. And he continued to lead them with a cloud by day, and the whole night with a light of fire. He proceeded to split rocks in the wilderness that he might cause them to drink in abundance, just like watery deeps. And he went bringing forth streams out of a crag and causing waters to descend just like rivers. And they kept sinning still more against him by rebelling against the Most High in the waterless region. And they proceeded to test God in their heart by asking for something to eat for their soul. So they began to speak against God. They said, "Is God able to arrange a table in the wilderness? Look, he struck a rock that waters might flow and torrents themselves might flood forth. Is he able also to give bread itself, or can he prepare sustenance for his people? That was why Jehovah heard and began to be furious. And fire itself was kindled against Jacob. And anger also ascended against Israel. For they did not put faith in God, and they did not trust in salvation by him. And he proceeded to command the cloudy skies above, and he opened the very doors of heaven, and he kept raining upon them manna to eat, and the grain of heaven he gave to them. Men ate the very bread of powerful ones. Provisions he sent them to satisfaction. He began making an east wind burst forth in the heavens and making a south wind blow by his own strength. And he proceeded to make sustenance rain upon them just like dust, even winged flying creatures just like the sand grains of the seas. And he kept making them fall in the middle of his camp and all around his tabernacles. And they went eating and satisfying themselves very much. And what they desired, he proceeded to bring to them. They had not turned aside from their desire while their food was yet in their mouth, when God's wrath itself ascended against them. And he went killing among their stout ones, and the young men of Israel he made collapse. Despite all this, they sinned some more and did not put faith in his wonderful works. So he brought their days to an end, as if a mere exhalation, and their years by the disturbance. As often as he killed them, they also inquired for him, and they returned and looked for God. And they began to remember that God was their rock, and that God the Most High was their avenger. And they tried to fool him with their mouth, and with their tongue they tried to lie to him, and their heart was not steadfast with him. And they did not prove faithful in his covenant, but he was merciful. He would cover the error and not bring ruin. And many times he made his anger turn back, and he would not rouse up all his rage. And he kept remembering that they were flesh, that the spirit is going forth and does not come back. How often they would rebel against him in the wilderness. They would make him feel hurt in the desert. And again they would put God to the test. And they pained even the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his hand. The day that he redeemed them from the adversary, how he put his signs in Egypt itself. And his miracles in the field of Zoan, and how he began changing to blood their Nile canals so that they could not drink from their own streams. He proceeded to send upon them gadflies that these might eat them up, and frogs that these might bring them to ruin. And he began to give to the cockroaches their yield and their toil to the locusts. He went killing their vine even by the hail, and their sycamore trees by hailstones. And he proceeded to hand over their beasts of burden even to the hail, and their livestock to the flaming fever. He went sending upon them his burning anger, fury, and denunciation and distress, deputations of angels bringing calamity. He proceeded to prepare a pathway for his anger. He did not hold back their soul from death itself, and their life he handed over even to the pestilence. Finally, he struck down all the firstborn of Egypt, the beginning of their generative power in the tents of Ham. Afterward, he caused his people to depart just like a flock, and he conducted them like a drove in the wilderness. And he kept leading them in security, and they felt no dread. And the sea covered their enemies themselves, and he proceeded to bring them to his holy territory, this mountainous region that his right hand acquired. And because of them he gradually drove out the nations, and by the measuring line he went allotting them an inheritance, so that he caused the tribes of Israel to reside in their own homes. And they began to test and rebel against God the Most High, and his reminders they did not keep. They also kept turning back and acting treacherously like their forefathers. They turned around like a loose bow, and they kept offending him with their high places. And with their graven images, they kept inciting him to jealousy. God heard, and got to be furious, and so he contemned Israel very much. And he finally forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, and the tent in which he resided among earthly men, and he proceeded to give his strength even to captivity and his beauty into the hand of the adversary. And he kept handing over his people to the sword itself, and against his inheritance he became furious. His young men a fire ate up, and his virgins were not praised. As for his priests, they fell by the very sword, and their own widows did not give way to weeping. Then Jehovah began to awake as from sleeping, like a mighty one sobering up from wine, and he went striking down his adversaries from behind. A reproach of indefinite duration he gave to them, and he proceeded to reject the tent of Joseph, and the tribe of Ephraim he did not choose, but he chose the tribe of Judah, Mount Zion, which he loved. And he began to build his sanctuary just like the heights, like the earth that he has founded to time indefinite. And so he chose David, his servant, and took him from the pens of the flock, from following the females giving suck. He brought him in to be a shepherd over Jacob, his people, and over Israel, his inheritance. And he began to shepherd them according to the integrity of his heart. And with the skillfulness of his hands, he began leading them. It's a beautiful account of Israel and how they came out of Egypt and how they were delivered into the promised land and how he rejected Ephraim and chose Judah and David out of Judah. Isaiah chapter 58 is short. Call out full-throated, do not hold back, raise your voice just like a horn, and tell my people their revolt and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet day after day, it was I whom they kept seeking, and it was in the knowledge of my ways that they would express delight, like a nation that carried on righteousness itself and that had not left the very justice of their God. In that they kept asking me for righteous judgments, drawing near to God in whom they had delight. Quote, for what reason did we fast and you did not see, and did we afflict our soul and you would take no note? End quote. Indeed, you people were finding delight in the very day of your fasting, when there were all your toilers that you kept driving to work. Indeed, for quarreling and struggle you would fast, and for striking with the fist of wickedness. Did you not keep fasting, as in the day for making your voice to be heard in the height? Should the fast that I choose become like this, as a day for earthly man to afflict his soul? For bowing down his head just like a rush, and that he should spread out mere sackcloth and ashes as his couch. Is it this that you call a fast and a day acceptable to Jehovah? Is not this the fast that I choose, to loosen the fetters of wickedness, to release the bands of the yoke bar, and to send away the crushed ones free, and that you people should tear in two every yoke bar? Is it not the dividing of your bread out to the hungry one, and that you should bring the afflicted homeless people into your house? That in case you should see someone naked, you must cover him, and that you should not hide yourself from his own flesh, from your own flesh? In that case, light, your light would break forth just like the dawn, and speedily would recuperation spring up for you. And before you, your righteousness would certainly walk, the very glory of Jehovah would be your rear guard. In that case, you would call, and Jehovah himself would answer. You would cry for help, and he would say, here I am. If you will remove from your midst the yoke bar, the poking out of the finger, and the speaking of what is hurtful, and you will grant to the hungry one your own soulful desire, and you will satisfy the soul that is being afflicted, your light also will certainly flash up even in the darkness, and your gloom will be like midday. And Jehovah will be bound to lead you constantly and to satisfy your soul even in a scorched land. and he will invigorate your very bones, and you must become like a well-watered garden, and like the source of water, the waters of which do not lie. And at your instance, men will certainly build up the places devastated a long time. You will raise up even the foundations of continuous generations, and you will actually be called the repairer of the gap, the restorer of roadways by which to dwell. If in view of the Sabbath you will turn back your foot as regards doing your own delights on my holy day, and will actually call the Sabbath an exquisite delight, a holy day of Jehovah, one being glorified, and will actually glorify it rather than doing your own ways, rather than finding what delights you in speaking a word, you will in that case find your exquisite delight in Jehovah, and I will make you ride upon the high places of the earth, and I will cause you to eat from the hereditary possession of Jacob, your forefather, for the mouth of Jehovah itself has spoken it. That was Isaiah 58, which I didn't prepare, obviously, as I was reading it. I stumbled a couple of times. But I didn't prepare Psalm 72 either, but I seem to read that one with less difficulty. There are some tricky parts here where it talks about hiding yourself from your own flesh, which is curious in verse 7. But I want to stop now with the study so that in case I get a delivery. This is Ward Green, December, Sunday. I was going to say December, I should have said 18. 2022, 1402 hours. I love you. Thanks for watching. God bless you. Have a great day. Bye for now.